Member FDIC, some restrictions apply.
And we're back on In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. I'm Nick McNamara here in studio with Manhattan Mayor Linda Morse and City Manager Ron Fear. Before we get into anything else, though, we have a caller who's been waiting during the break. Thank you very much, caller. Go ahead, you're on In Focus.
Hello, good morning. I don't want you to think this call's completely negative, and I'll talk fast. I've got several things to cover, but I won't cover them all. First of all, you talk about transportation. Well, we had a trolley system years ago in Manhattan. Some of the tracks are still under the concrete. We've had two bus services since then. Private industry couldn't make it. So the county, city, and the university get into the transportation business, supported by the taxpayers. Then let's talk about the parking garages that you've been discussing. You want to put a parking garage in Aggieville, the one downtown should have been north of that, everybody admits. It's not used, not even charged for yet. We're providing parking at the airport we're not charging for. You want to put one in Aggieville, well, West Loop provides all their parking, Plaza West, Menards, Home Depot, Target, Walmart, Menards, they all provide their own parking. They're not getting any parking garage paid for. Now, if you put one in Aggieville, the people in Aggieville ought to have charged for it, and they ought to pay for it. We also provide police security up there on the weekend, because it's, I don't know how much, their budget's gone up about $1 million a year for the last 9-10 years, so more government. Then let's talk about the pool. We pushed for the great big pool over there. Now I understand some of the stuff doesn't work, and the attendance is down, and it's so high priced that people can't afford it. You know, and then the ambulance service. There have been 2-3 ambulance services in Manhattan that didn't make it. The funeral homes used to put a red light on top of the hearse and go to the ambulance. Well, now we're in the ambulance business. Well, that ought to be private industry. Well, they can't make it, so government takes. Sooner or later, we're taxing people out. We've got more properties for sale in Manhattan in history, more commercial property new and used for rent, more apartments. We can see that. There's a for sale or for rent fund in every block you go down. So we're going to have to slow down. I've said this before. Let's slow down. Biggest is not best. It's proven. Let's develop what we have, spend some money and buy a few gallons of paint and put it on the backs of the building, actually on the courthouse. I know that doesn't involve you. The courthouse looks terrible, but they got free paint out there at the county they could put on there. But there's a lot of things we keep doing more and more. I have feasibility studies and talk. Now we want to shut Morrow off so the drunks won't get run over. That's an oxymoron. Let's slow the drinking down. That's all I'll cover, and I'll give you a few things to talk about for the rest of the program.
Thank you very much for that call. Your thoughts on that?
So I'll just pick one out of that huge list that the caller gave us, and you know, part of it was on, a lot of it was on parking, and the commission is looking at a infrastructure plan for Aggieville that does include a proposed parking structure, and the discussion surrounding that particular plan is one that'll be talked to by the commission at their October 30th work session. So there's an opportunity for the public to provide some input. There's been several meetings in Aggieville relative to the infrastructure plan that deals with the circulation, both vehicular, pedestrian, all of those issues. Various improvements that might be done in Aggieville. But one of the things that's clear in the Aggieville, which is a city commercial district, as is downtown, that the zoning district doesn't require the provision of additional parking by private entities. From that perspective, as the caller did reference other private shopping centers that provide their own parking, and certainly that's the case with the somewhat with the mall and some of the redevelopment areas where those entities were required to create that parking. But realistically, in a already dense environment, you know, acquiring property to create more surface parking is not real feasible. And so you look at parking structure in that scenario that will provide some of the needed parking for those areas currently. And then if you want to have any infill growth and density, then creating more opportunity to attract that. You're not going to be able to attract that if there's not parking. You already have a parking problem, so if you're not solving that parking problem and creating additional net new parking, then it's going to be difficult to provide that expansion opportunity for different things. And in the situation with the most recent development down there with the hotel is providing structured parking to take care of their own needs. And part of the garage is that we did provide land to do that and gave up about 50 parking spaces as a result of that. So those are some things that I gained from that. And obviously we obviously have a lot of challenges and priorities, and that the commission reviews those goals and priorities on an annual basis, and will continue to do so.
In case you just tuned in, that was City Manager Ron Fear speaking, also in studio, Manhattan Mayor Linda Morse. I think it might be a good time to get into some of the agenda items from tonight. First on the list is a discussion on petitions and cost shares for the Stonehaven Division. That's a multi-phase development project. And what's going to go into this discussion tonight?
So this is just a proposal. This Stonehaven area and the subdivision is up in the Miller Ranch, Lee Mill Heights transition area, basically off of Miller Parkway and Arbor Heights and Amherst Avenue intersection. So it's a mixed-use development with primarily some residential housing, and also there's some retirement home components there. There's also some commercial industrial components there as well. So this is looking at improvements to traffic primarily and infrastructure there, and how that infrastructure would be paid for. The developer is proposing some benefit districts. The city is proposed to be able to accept some parkland as a result of this development. There's a very nice lake there that could be utilized for recreation, and so that had been part of that proposal. So as a property owner there, you know, is the commission willing to enter to participate in the infrastructure as part of that, to be able to access and develop that? Also, the primary intersections of Miller Parkway and Arbor Drive, as well as the intersection of Miller Parkway and Amherst, will extend into the site. And so are those going to be just traditional turning lanes? You know, traffic signals aren't really warranted there. There's been a proposal that ultimately a roundabout at each of those might do well. Who's going to cover the cost of those? And so that's really more of a what type of improvement do you want, or do you want to require? And then how are those going to be funded?
And Mayor, have you are you interested in more roundabouts in the area? I know there's a little bit of contention in the community about roundabouts, but what are your thoughts on possible improvements, or are you going to wait to see a little bit more info tonight?
Well, I do know that I don't want to see streetlights there. In the beginning, I'm not sure we need anything until there's more development there. I'm not in a rush, but I also know that roundabouts cost $1 million, and I want to be, you know, I'm sure. Why I have this feeling that the city would be on the hook for that. So I don't know. I have been a big fan. I have been thrilled that with some of the other infrastructure we have had, there's been a kind of a sales tax area around that area to support that infrastructure so that it didn't fall on one, you know, on the whole city as a whole. I don't know. I hope that we can come up with something creative too. And I don't have a solution, don't get me wrong, but I want to be cautious. I want to also be supportive. I think that this area, it's time to develop it, and it's everything south of Miller Ranch. For the most, Miller Ranch, is it a dry, Parkway is what it is. So it's been sitting there a long time, and just as the area north of Miller Park has developed, this is logical for us to consider more growth in this area. And I'm, you know, we do need nursing home facilities or assisted living, whatever it will be. Those facilities are full everywhere in our community. So certainly there's a need. This is, as I recall from the preliminary discussion, this is a naturally spring-fed lake. And so it's one of the healthy ones. There's no algae. I don't want one with an algae problem. But if it's natural, you know, it seems like something we could do. I also am concerned about burdening our existing staff with, you know, we just keep adding parks. So.
And I think it's time for our final break of the morning. We'll be back with a very quick wrap up and a little touch on the last item on the agenda tonight. So stay tuned for more on In Focus here on News Radio KMAN.